Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Serbia's army has been put on the highest level of combat readiness after violence between police and ethnic Serbs in nearby northern Kosovo. President Aleksandar Vučić has ordered the Serbian army to move towards the border. Tensions escalated in the region after protesters tried to stop police from escorting the recently elected ethnic Albanian mayor to his office in the town of Zvečan. The US has condemned the move and says it will have an impact on its relations with Pristina. One of the last fugitives wanted in connection with the 1994 Rwandan genocide has appeared in court in South Africa. Fulgence Kayishima was arrested in the Western Cape on Wednesday after being on the run for more than 20 years. He's accused of organising the killing of nearly 2,000 Tutsis who were sheltering inside a Catholic church. Sudan's army has called on retired soldiers to re-enlist despite an ongoing ceasefire. The call is seemingly aimed at expanding troop numbers in its battle with the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Both sides agreed to a week-long ceasefire on Monday to allow aid to move through the country, but there have been several breaches. Heber Morgan has more from Khartoum.
Now, the army gave its reasons for calling all retired officers and soldiers to return to services and enlist and re-enlist and report to their nearest garrison or military unit. They say it's because of the violations by the Rapid Support Forces in terms of looting properties, in terms of occupying civilian homes, and in terms of occupying vital facilities, facilities like water plants and power plants, affecting services in many parts of the capital, Khartoum. Now, they were also very specific. They say that they should be able-bodied, that they should be below 60 years, and that they should have a military experience.
Ukraine is accusing Russia of bombing a hospital in the eastern city of Dnipro. The Ukrainian government says at least two people have been killed by a missile strike. 16 others have been wounded, including children. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has denounced the attack as a crime against humanity.
On the Inside Story podcast this week, will Recep Tayyip Erdogan win another term? The Turkish leader has got a much-needed endorsement from a nationalist party leader. But will that make a difference in Sunday's crucial runoff vote? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.